From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. warplanes have carried out airstrikes on an Islamic State training camp in western Libya near the country's border with Tunisia, this according to U.S. officials. Local officials have said at least 40 people were killed. The New York Times quotes a Western official as saying the target was a senior Tunisian operative linked to two major terrorist attacks last year. In Uganda, early results from Thursday show incumbent President Yoweri Museveni, who has held power for the past three decades, in the lead in the country's presidential and parliamentary elections, though voting still continues in some districts. Kizza Besigye, Uganda's main opposition leader, was arrested for the second time in 2 days, along with several top members of his party, after heavily armed police surrounded his party's headquarters and fired tear gas at a crowd. An unnamed party official says that the violence started as the opposition party was preparing to announce its own accounting of the election results.
We have our provisional results, which we wanted to release by today, and tell the world this is what is coming out, and what is being read on the other side is false. At the end of it all, police got that information that we want to release preliminary results, so they had to come and seal off the place before we could release the results. And that is how the scuffle has come about.
Besigye was briefly arrested late Thursday after visiting a house in Kampala where he suspected ballot stuffing was taking place. Police said the house was a security facility and accused Besigye of trespassing on government property. In Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the U.S. condemns the detention. This is VOA News. Suicide bombers have killed at least 19 people and injured 50 others in an attack in Cameroon's far north. Military officials said two men walked into a market in the town of Meme on Friday and blew themselves up. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but it has the characteristics of the Nigerian Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Attacks blamed on the group have killed more than 1,000 people in northern Cameroon since 2013. A bomb attack in Turkey this week is escalating the conflict between the Turkish government and the Kurdish separatists and further exposing tensions between Ankara and the United States. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports.
The attack in the heart of Ankara inflamed Turkey's leaders, drawing a quick and angry promise of retaliation from President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who blamed Kurdish separatist groups and their Syrian backers. Erdogan's response threatens to further damage the already troubled relationship between Turkey and the United States. The two NATO allies both want Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad out, and both want to destroy the Islamic State group. But their interests are opposed when it comes to the Kurds. While Turkey targets Kurdish fighters in Syria, the United States has armed them and continues to support them. Tensions between Washington and Erdogan are deepening at a crucial time in the Syrian conflict as Syrian forces continue their offensive on Aleppo. Kurdish fighters are key in the battle for the city, but their growing influence is a problem for Erdogan.
That's VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting. In a related story, the U.S. and Russia will launch an effort on Friday aimed at bringing long-term stability to efforts getting humanitarian aid to besieged areas inside Syria. The two countries, in cooperation with the UN, are co-chairing an initial meeting of a ceasefire task force in Geneva. The group has also agreed on a plan to expand humanitarian assistance in Syria. South Korea is praising the United States for expanding sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear and missile tests. Seoul's response Friday comes a day after President Obama signed the legislation imposing the sanctions. Meanwhile, in another move that will likely stoke tension with Pyongyang, South Korea's defense minister told reporters that the U.S. is doubling the number of troops that participate in next month's annual joint military drill. U.S. President Barack Obama and the First Lady will join mourners in paying final respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia on Friday. Scalia's body will lie in repose inside the Supreme Court ahead of his funeral on Saturday. The longest-serving justice on the High Court died last Saturday in his sleep. He was 79.
That's the latest world news from VOA.